It is Compass FM. Wednesday mornings, we always have a chat with Mayor Murray Black from the Hiranui. Good morning, Murray.
Good morning, Kerry. How are you doing?
Look, I'm okay. At the moment, I'm sitting in blue sky and sunshine and looking forward to the weekend, as you do, even though it's only halfway through the week.
Kind of the bump though, isn't it, really? You know, it gets us through.
Exactly. Lunchtime today, we're on our way towards the weekend. Last week, Murray, you went and represented the Hiranui District Council up in Wellington to have a chat about local democracy. We talked to Dan Gordon yesterday, the reforms for local government. How did you go? What was your perspective? What did you pick up?
Actually, I thought there were two really purposeful and functional outcome focused days, which is always really helpful, you know, but the rural and provincial sector, we've got, you know, quite strong alignment, I guess, on many factors. But the day one on the Thursday was a series of workshops, but actually it took the duration of the day to look at the sort of sector priorities, and this has kind of bounced out of the future for local government reform package or the program of work that was collated last year, and to get consensus, I guess, across all of us as rural and provincial to work with a positive energy on what outcomes we can get, you know, and that is probably looking at some funding and financing tools. You know, the revenue is an issue for local government and its sustainability and its current format. Mm-hmm. For us in our district, if we were able to receive rates on the Crown lands that is part of our district, you know, those sorts of levers could really support us in our purpose and function. So, you know, those are the things that sort of rose to the top through those workshops and the allegiance that we have across the sector.
Yeah, look, seriously, there are some councils, and I was reading about one yesterday, I think it was the Buller Council, that are in dire financial straits, and they've got, what, 10,000 ratepayers and $150 million water bill or water infrastructure. That's Crown land, getting rates off Crown land. That's actually quite interesting. Let's crack on quick, because it was something that was very, very local and very important, talking about water. Was it the Withels Road Reservoir? We were going to have a chat about this last week, but we had communication issues last week. Tell us about this.
It's Fishels Road, and so it's sort of the northwest corner of our district in Harden. Mm-hmm. And the Fishels Road, it's been a significant, I mean, that's just the site, really, but it's been a significant investment where we have combined what has historically been three water intake areas into one intake area. And so we've got a 1 million litre reservoir at the Fishels Road site, and all of the technical kit that enables us to deliver safe water on behalf of our community that meets today's standards and the regulations. So, you know, that's looking at protozoa compliance, it's looking at bacterial compliance. So it's actually been a massive investment, something like about $4.4 million investment, but it actually means that we are meeting our drinking water standards across a wide sector of the Harden Waikare area. So we're really proud of the wisdom and the importance that has been placed on this from a management perspective, but actually a councillor perspective. We first had this presented to us as councillors, as elected members, at 2014-15. Excuse me, and we've been diligently working towards that. So it's great for a community like ours to showcase the investment to meet the drinking water standards to ensure that we deliver safe drinking water to our community.
Absolutely. I think that's a wonderful thing. And investment in water infrastructure. Look, seriously, and I am being serious, well done to the Hiranui District Council for being proactive in doing that sort of thing, because for generations, it looks like water infrastructure from one point to another has been, shall we say, out of sight, out of mind. Maybe not for the Hiranui, but certainly other district councils. Now, one of the things that's coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, and I think that we need to have the mayoral consort on stage for the WIO Speed Shares. Now, I understand Dave, he does a wee bit of crutching every now and again, so he's a lot more experienced than I am, and this is actually really, really cool, a fundraiser for the WIO Rugby Club and for the district. Are you going to go?
I'm not sure whether it's in my calendar at this point, Kerry, but I will see what I'm doing on that date, and probably could quite easily rock on up there and support the WIO Rugby Club, because that's a great wee community, and they're doing everything in their means to keep their identity. And if I fold that background into the purpose of local government, it is about place making. Where you live, where you work, you want your children to grow up in an environment that's safe, and all of those things. So place making is really important as far as that goes, and that's what the WIO community are doing with this fundraising speech here. So who knows, Kerry?
Yeah, well, look, Dave could be on the handpiece, and you could be rousing, getting the fleece out of the way.
I can throw a fleece, Kerry.
That's going to be interesting, because if I'm there at the same time as you are, guess what you're doing? Anyway, that's another story. It's easier than jumping into a pool of water, Murray, so that's okay. It's all right.
It's great to see our community, being energised and doing things like this. I love it when people step up and make things happen within our community. In fact, just down the road from WIO on Sunday, there's a group of people that have developed a little village green in the Rotherham township.
Yep.
And it is so much about place making, they've got this lovely village green, totally appropriate for the size of the community, and they've created a special little green zone where people can go and be restful with by the medical centre. It really is just fit for purpose. So I just, I acknowledge all of those people that are working in teamwork in their communities for the betterment of the community that they live. Champions, absolute champions.
Absolutely. Murray Blake, Mayor of the Hiranui, thank you for coming on to Compass FM, and we'll have a chat to you next Wednesday.
My privilege. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you, Gary.
Compass FM.